Hi there. This is Lauren Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. You may notice a diminished audio quality as well as a lack of background noise. I'm currently in the hospital getting checked out. Just had an endoscopy today, and initial results are interesting, and hopefully I'll learn more. And then there's another test tomorrow, and we'll see how things turn out. And then there isn't enough Xanax in the world. So the weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic was actually a pick two for Christmas. Put that thing down, spy cam, pew, evidence, march, and thick. And I had that part of the show prepped. And of course, that's on my desktop at home. Oh dear. Oh well. If only I had set up remote desktop. Oh, well, whatever. OneDrive, Google Drive, Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and share the stories, and hopefully you can still enjoy them. Those people have audio quality. Me, you're hearing echo despite the fact that I have a blanket over my head. But that's just to block out the light, because the blinds don't block out the light, and oh, well, it's night out right now. I guess I said good morning earlier. It's just another day in paradise.
Turubers I know here with a story on the words Spycam and Pew. I walk through the churchyard, stamp my snow-covered boots in the porch, and enter to take my usual pew. I nod coldly at the Spycam that I believe to be mounted under the pulpit. I play the part of a believer, but my mind is focused on the messages concealed in the hymn board, the Bible readings, and the sermon. The numbers indicate the words and sentences to listen for. After the service, we file out, each exchanging a few words with the minister. I secretly acknowledge the message received, and we part. Or so I like to imagine.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 4683 with a prompt of Pick 2. Here's my story. In an attempt to obscure the evidence that he and Linoleum Amanda were actually floating above the sidewalk, Bilbert pumped his legs like he was running. He knew the bullies were probably too thick-headed to notice, but someone they passed might. Rounding the corner onto Anaheim Avenue, someone did. Sabrina's grandmother stood in their path. She gritted her teeth. "Put that thing down!" she growled. Bilbert delevitated and skidded to a stop. "How rude! This is my friend! She's not a thing!" The old woman shook her head.
"Anyone who interferes with Sabrina's progress is a thing I will eliminate."
Thanks for listening. Have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and or whatever you might celebrate this time of year. And we'll see you next week.
Good morning. This is Dwayne, and this is my story for the Weekly Challenge 870. It was a pick two, and I chose spy cams and evidence. So here's my story. This Christmas, I will expose the Big Santa Industrial Complex. Saint Nick, the puppet of the toy makers, will be made to answer for years of consumer manipulation. Spy cams have been set up on the rooftop and near the fireplace and tree. If Santa samples the milk and cookies, there will be DNA evidence to identify him. Their endgame is to get you used to having lots of presents at Christmas. As you get older, they deny the existence of Santa. It's then up to you to buy Christmas presents and stocking stuffers for everyone, so the capitalist cycle continues. All right, that's the story, and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Hope everyone's prosperous and joyful. Take care.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I know, you're watching me. I know about the spy cam in the television. I know you have my phone bugged, and I know you're firing microwaves at my brain to read my thoughts. Of course we're not. Show us the evidence, they say. We just want to help you. But I know the truth. Because the voices tell me. And the voices are never wrong. So, I won't believe your lies. And I won't take your pills. And I've no interest in your help. The voices know best. The voices know everything. And the voices told me where you live.
Good morning, Richard here, and for my pick two story, I've chosen the prompts March and Put That Thing Down, and the story's called Enemy. It was some time in the afternoon of the third day of the march that we came upon the checkpoint. March is probably something of a misnomer. If you could call the shambling, stumbling trudge through the snow and barren countryside anything, a march, it certainly wasn't. Today was Christmas Day, and fate had seen fit to gift us with the enemy, oblivious to our presence and with their guard down. When we appeared from nowhere, he raised his rifle, panic-stricken. I smiled at him and held out a bar of chocolate. Now,
hello, my name's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and here's my little story called I Believe. Reuben had been working on his project since March. He was about to prove that Father Christmas was a hoax. It was the big night, Christmas Eve, all quiet in the house, except a little mouse stirring his midnight cup of tea. Reuben had fallen asleep, but the spy cam was set up and trained on the fireplace, where a pair of boots appeared, and then the man himself. With a brisk efficiency, Santa drained the sherry, enjoyed the mince pie, stashed presents in the stockings, straightened a picture, deleted the evidence off the camera, and returned up the chimney. Thanks for listening, and have a great Christmas. Take care. Bye-bye.
As an answer to St. Patrick's Day revelries and mayhem, Father O'Reilly came up with Christmas in March. Despite promoting the sermon as best he could, I mean, two trays of Oreo cookies instead of one, well, the pews were more empty than usual. So the next year, he got a bunch of kegs and pizzas, throwing a St. Patrick's bash. The next morning, the church was a mess. Trash, vomit, clothes everywhere. But the collection box was stuffed to overflowing. O'Reilly committed to a sermon party every Sunday, and the pews were removed to make room for the dance floor.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Put that thing down now, the owner said. That thing was the spy cam the evidence of foul play. It was all over the news. They found cameras in all the rooms. The hotel was closed and the police ripped every mirror and every lamp off the walls. They tossed the furniture aside. They emptied the drawers and shoved them onto the floor. It was their job, they said. This will cost a fortune. Well, not really. The manager held that thing up. They missed this one. And it has the footage of the cops destroying everything. Blessed be the taxpayer. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcuff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Stay safe.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the weekly challenge topic, which was a pick two of... Let's see, put that thing down, spyglass, pew, evidence, march, and thick. You know, a total Christmas thing. And I know Christmas was yesterday. This is late. I think I have an excuse, but sorry. thank you all for sticking in there and hanging out with me on this. And hopefully you can come up with really cool stories for next week. And I hope that I'm feeling well and healed, or at least recovering, at home, and not freaking out, and not just mollified with Xanax and God knows what other pills to cover the issues and actually get them remedied and fixed. That's why I'm here. And thank you all for, you know, the well wishes and whatever. Although the person that left the comment is bariatric. Cute. Anyway. Thank you all for being a part of this, and see you all next week. Until then, as always, keep it brief.